nationwide. We are one of the largest contractors in the nation, and by that we mean in what we can bond. We can bond up to $70 million. So we are a preferred contractor for Chevron. That's why I represent Chevron today. I am not Chevron. They allow us to make this presentation to you guys. This is the Chevron Energy Solution. They do about $300 million worth of work per year. They do $200 million of that in California, and the other $100 million is done in the rest of the entire United States. And that's done because the cost of electricity in California is so incredibly high. This is performance contracting. Chevron is a Fortune top three company with more than 161 billion assets, and you can go through the rest of that and read it better than I can, faster too. The bottom line is the most important. They maintain a credit rating of AA from Moody's and A1 plus from Standard & Poor's, and I think you guys can probably figure that one out, Christy. When you talk to Chevron about energy solutions, you are talking to Chevron. It is the Chevron balance sheet. They are not a subsidiary. They are not a different company. It is a arm of Chevron. They're an energy conservation construction. They're engineer-based. They do their own in-house engineering design and construction. They are product independent, which is very important in this whole process, and you'll see that in a minute. They have the largest in-house monitoring capability in the industry and the best, and no one argues that point. There are three types of ESCOs that we will be talking about today. Equipment, those are the companies that are out to sell you a light bulb or a HVAC or a roof or insulate. They're selling some particular product. Their licensed engineers are usually subcontracted. They do most of their own installation. They have limited monitoring capabilities, and they require a service contract. That is what an energy service company, that's an equipment-based one. An engineering-based one is like Chevron. We're product independent. We have in-house engineering, design, and construction. We prefer comprehensive projects, and let me explain that very quickly. Instead of just wanting to come through and do your lights and redo all your lights and save you a few bucks, we want to do lights, we want to do control systems, we want to do HVAC, your water, your sewer, and do a comprehensive study and save you the most money and improve your infrastructure at the maximum capability. We have the strongest monitoring capability in the industry. A utility-based ESCO would be like if White River Valley or Empire were into this. They're not, but they're commodity controlled. They focus on selling a performance contract to their customers. Engineering is always done third-party, limited capabilities. So those are the three types of ESCOs, of which Chevron is in engineering. So what is performance contracting? Performance contracting, and by the way, am I going too fast? I'm trying to I figure if you have a question, you'll stop me, or at the end, you'll grill me on this, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. It's guaranteed energy savings performance contract. What it's doing is it's providing the county or a hospital or a city or a school or a college an alternative funding mechanism designed for public entities to utilize savings from their existing budgets, gas, electric, and water, to pay for physical and infrastructure improvements to their facilities now. If you've got the money, you don't need performance contracting. If you don't have the money, then performance contracting allows you to do the most you can without having to increase your budget, and I'll explain this in further detail in a minute, allow you to leverage that money that you would have spent in maintenance or operational costs. How does it work? How does it work? Revenue stream is created from your existing budget. If you do nothing, you're going to increase your budget by 5 to 7% every single year for the next 15 years. Everybody understands that, right? It is going to go up.
What's going to go up?
Your utility costs.
Okay.
Throwing 20 to 30% more than you should at the utility companies is a problem, and that is one of the things that we'll talk about further here in just a minute. Savings is typically between 20 and 30% guaranteed. The savings is based on the consumption using rate in effect at the time of the contract. If you add a building, obviously that building doesn't fall under the performance contract that you would have. Savings is guaranteed in writing by Chevron to occur annually, or Chevron will write a check for the difference. Now, what that is saying to you is this. Chevron's going to, let's say it's 30%. Chevron guarantees you they're going to save you 30% per month or per year, however you want to look at it, in your utility costs. They're going to give it to you in writing. If you save 35%, that money goes into your pockets, into the coffers. Excuse, not your pockets, into the coffers. If it's 25%, at the end of the year, Chevron will make up the difference by writing a check. But they're going to monitor it, and they're going to, first time they see a big difference, they're going to come down here and fix whatever's not right. But they're going to guarantee that and write a check for the difference at the end of the year. There's no escrow. There's no weather adjustments. There's no service contracts. The list goes on and on and on. Chevron's credit rating, well, just a little bit too quick for me, Chrissy. One more line, sis. Back one. There we go. Chevron credit rating ensures that you get the best interest rates possible. Chevron brings a third party, and we're going to talk about this in detail in a minute, but they bring a third party entity to do the financing if you want. And it's usually 0.75 to a point better in interest rate than what the county can get. Now, that's most of the time. There's always an exception to every rule, as y'all well know. Performance contracting is designed to use the short-term paybacks to help pay for as many of the longer payback items as possible. I was telling you earlier, a lot of companies want to come in and do the lighting because that's 30 to 40% of your utility bill. And they can come in and replace all these lights and save you some monies, but what they do is they don't cover the energy maintenance management control systems, which will save you another 30 to 35%. Your water, your sewer, your HVAC, they don't do roofing, windows, drop ceilings. Now, below water, HVAC and roofing, we obviously know that those take longer payout period. So you use the first three to pay off real quickly, and then you pay those others out over a longer period of time. In the state of Missouri, it's 15 years. In Arkansas, it's 20 years. So if we were 20 years, it's a heck of a deal. It's still not a bad deal. The longer the financing term, obviously the more time you have to utilize the lighting controls to save savings to pay for those other more expensive things. Chrissy, thank you. Here's a typical project is 15 to 20. Every state in the union that we know of at this time is either 15 or 20 years. Lighting takes 4 to 6, depending on the size of the project. Energy, 8 to 10. Water, 5 to 6. And you use those three to pay for the longer HVAC roofing and windows. For example, I was just in the restroom. You have a leak in the water faucet. You have a 2-gallon toilet. You don't have automatic flush. Your lighting in throughout this thing is the expensive lighting. So, I mean, there's a lot that can be done just in this building alone. Now, I'm not sure about the other buildings. And just because you have a new building doesn't mean that it's energy efficient. I found that to be true a lot. Chrissy, man, you're good. What are the advantages of a performance contract? It allows you to finance improvements over time from your existing budget without raising any more money. It allows you to leverage the existing dollars to maximize your improvements. You can do a certain amount of improvements, save some money. You can use all your savings and do the maximum improvement to your infrastructure. You can do that or even add money to it if you were already going to spend some funds. If you had funds set aside to spend, you can do that. Or you can leverage those funds in another area. You won't have to raise taxes or be held hostage to the legislative budget process. You can circumvent the bid process. It allows customers to select top-of-the-line equipment. One of the things I've always struggled with as a contractor, and I've seen here as I've done performance contracting, is we send out bids and we give the bid to somebody who's getting the cheapest labor and the cheapest material to do the job as cheaply as possible. This allows you to go out and get the best equipment, the most efficient equipment that will last the longest and give you the best savings. You don't have to install the cheapest thing bid. It's better and more efficient equipment with longer lasting. Therefore, long-term maintenance costs will be reduced. It allows you to select your subcontractors, which I hope would be me. Design and build process versus an architect-driven process. There's a shorter procurement process. There's greater flexibility in your equipment selection, your contractor selection. It's your project, and this is out of the whole thing, this is one of the most important points that Chevron wants you to know. It's your project. You are not held hostage to the bid process. However, you only get one opportunity to do a true performance contract, especially a comprehensive one. Then it's not for another 20 years. it's not, there's not enough money there to do another one. Does that make sense? The other thing that Chevron wants us to be sure to say is that Chevron wants a long-term relationship with Taney County. And here's why. If in the next 10 or 15 years, using the wind as energy, using solar as energy, the geothermal energy, whatever is the next energy source or improvements, if the county were to come back and say, we want to do some of these things, they want, Chevron wants you to pick them again. So, why is a guarantee of savings important? It guarantees that the savings shifts, the savings guarantee shifts the risk off of your shoulders and gives the risk to the ESCO. In other words, if there's a mistake, it is Chevron's penny. And also, Chevron does not allow their subcontractors to do change orders. The only person in this whole process who can do a change order is the client. It guarantees a savings, guarantee of savings gives the financing company a stronger confidence in the revenue stream, leading to better interest rate. Guarantee of savings ensures the revenue stream is actually achieved. Without a guarantee of savings, there's no way you can be assured you're going to achieve savings. Financing option. First of all, Chevron does not provide the financing. They bring you a third party, if you so wish. They're bringing you a turnkey construction management, engineering, design, and financing, and you can pick how you want to do that. If you want to go to Ozark Mountain Bank or First Community of Taney County, whatever bank the county uses, and I don't know what that is, Forsyth First Bank, I don't know. You can use them if you want. The financing is generally tax exempt, and in this case, I'm sure it would be since it's the county. Typically, it's done as a lease purchase, and typically, it's done using third-party financing, and we do have a couple of top financing institutions in the country that do that, obviously, because they want to work with Chevron. Now, let me just stop for a second there. I got two more slides, but let's hold off on those, please, ma'am. I know I went fast, but I'm trying to really observe the time for you. So what can I answer for you?
Questions?
No questions. Questions is one that I've seen on there. You said that we could do a majority of the work. Now, if it's contracted out to subcontractors, we deal with people that have to throw a prevailing wage upon their subcontractors, where we have, right now, we're fortunate enough to have an ex-electrical contractor on staff, and he could replace, as a matter of fact, he's contacted us about replacing all the lighting in here.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that enter into the total project?
And I want to bring up something with the lighting. Since you brought up lighting, I wanted to talk about that just briefly when you're done, Danny. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, that's just one example. I'm just using that for
sure.
An example because HVAC, with all the problems that we've had over years with this being the time frame that it's all going wrong. You see what I'm saying? It's been long enough. I was in the electrical business for 20 years and the lifespan of that stuff, and we started switching and pulling and all the remodeling that we've done. So we could have a substantial savings in strictly our own if we had the people to tell us, you put this in, and it was somebody that was qualified through your company. Which, the way I understand it, is that somebody that you're going to supply as a subcontractor?
We will ask you for that. It'll be me, and then we'll ask you if there's somebody else you want to use. But we'll come with a list of subcontractors for you from here, from this area.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. We're going to do. Let me answer your question though. If I understand your question, you're saying why can't we? You show us what we need to do, and we do it. Because the fact of the matter is, you would have already done it if you had the funds in the budget. This is remember, I started off with, if you have the funds, you don't need performance contracting. But if you don't have the funds, then this is it's an alternative funding mechanism that allows you to completely revamp the entire county infrastructure according to the savings, which comes back to what Jim wrote me in an email, which was, I think, someone had told me that I believe it was, there's $60,000 in invoices per month, and you said that was way too much. Do you know what it is per month for water, sewer, electric?
I can tell you from electric, I mean, like I said, your numbers, I think one of the emails was off, but I have it right here. The we separate the bills based off facility. So in the judicial facility, it averages about anywhere from $18,000 to $30,000 a month.
Okay.
This building averages around $4,000 to $6,000 a month. So okay. That's
$22,000 a month just electrical.
That's just electric, right?
So you're easily going to probably hit $40,000 when you add all the buildings in the. I mean, that's. I'm just guessing. I don't know. It could be more than that.
One thing I wanted to point out is that we have applied for the Energize grant, Energize Missouri, the grant that Joan has worked on, which includes a lighting replacement for all the buildings. So, that's part of the agreement we've got already waiting for that grant because we saw where that is part of that grant is we only picked up items that were the return on investment, Joan, was what, 5 years, 4 years?
10 years.
10 years or less is what the grant said. I'm sorry. If you want to speak, you come up here and you can help clarify. I've slept since we did all those works on the Energize grant.
I can't clarify that very much, but I did just get a call from David Harrison of DNR, and the letters are being sent midweek, the award letters, and so they should arrive the end of the week or the first of next week. And I feel really good.
That will include the free money,
right? But here's where I'm going with what I was going to say. I don't think maybe you guys understood where I was talking about. I'm talking about the if they do the project, and you have the interest savings, and you have the money availability, and all these things that you're talking about, then there's a lot of difference between having. And it may be a government requirement on the grants that you hire someone, but you can't do it yourself. I mean, you can't be your own contractor. But you save half of what you have initially to replace things just because we have our own workforce.
But part of the
half?
Let me
save half?
I hate to get into too much about what we pay the electrical contractor and somebody to help, but we would change, we would save close to half.
Well, part of the thing is the performance contracting. I've sat down with multiple companies last year about performance contracting. Part of the concern I've got with performance contracting is that if we go down that route, they do, the performance contracting will do. If I'm wrong, Mike, just let me know.
Sure.
Part of their money that they make is the installation part of it. So if we were to hire them to do an analysis or give us a recommendations, that would be a fee that we normally wouldn't see in performance contracting because they would do it with the expectations of doing the work.
Okay, there's two parts to that. You are correct.
Okay.
But let me clarify two parts. One is the initial part, which what I was trying to get, I don't know, a month or two ago when y'all started the grant part, was could we do what's called a feasibility energy assessment. It costs the county nothing. What that is looking at the invoices so we know exactly what's being used per square foot, and then it is a walkthrough by an engineer, and literally it's a walkthrough. It's 45 minutes per a building, and there are a lot of the buildings they don't even have to look at. What happens then is Chevron and it's Chevron engineers, they come back with a proposal saying, here's where we feel like you can save and here's what we can do. Then at that point, what is what kicks in is what Jim just said. At some point, there's what's called a CEA, which is a contracted energy assessment, which means it costs money.
And that's where they count every light bulb, every switch, every HVAC, every blower, every fan, every toilet. And if you contract with Chevron, that is just a line item in the as part of it. If you don't contract with Chevron, then there is a price to be paid at that. But my whole point to this was, let's do a FEA and see what they come up with. Because I know if you get the, let's say you get $50,000 in the lighting thing, they're only doing the lighting. What about your water and your HVAC, which you just said, and all these other things that would be a possibility to include? Then you can take that $50,000 and just subtract it off the bottom line of your contract. It's a very simple process. But Chevron, again, wants to do comprehensive. They want to do water, electric, sewer, HVAC, controls, and they're going to give you an opportunity at any time to say, Chevron can say there's not a project here, or the county can say we're not interested in doing this. And that's when Chevron comes in here and presents everything to you.
But if you knew that I'm not supporting this. I think the timing's bad, because if we're going to change the lighting out right now, a study that you do right now, and if we know we're going to get a grant and the lighting all gets changed, the data will be changed.
Why would the data be changed?
Because you're going to take analysis of current lighting structure, and if we change all the lights out, your ROI would not be the same.
Well, what I'm saying is, don't change the lights out, just do a feasibility, and then we'll
We already did that part of the Energize grant. We already had that done.
Right, for lighting.
No, for HVAC. They did all the, they analyzed everything. We just had to meet the 10-year payback. That's why we chose not to do HVAC, because we couldn't get anything less than 10 years. Right. I mean, you could do an HVAC because the payback could be greater than 10 years, but when they did the study of windows, roof, I don't believe they did water, but if they did windows, roof, HVAC, and lighting, they had the 10-year number for the grant money is what they had to submit.
So, and a grant's the best way to go. I mean, it's free money.
Right.
But I go, this is also free money, because it's money you're already spending. And it's this simple. If your house ran $200 a month in utilities, and we could say 30%, that's $60 a month off your house, and we take that $60 a month and apply it over a 15-year note to completely redo your roof, your HVAC, your water, your lights, the whole ball of wax, improve your house, and it doesn't cost you any more than you're currently paying. It's the same concept, just on a much bigger scale. And again, it's my county, so I have a vested interest to present it. That's all I've wanted to do is present it. If you guys choose not to do it, that's why we elect you guys. So I'm okay with that. But not to be able to come present it was where I was struggling so much. And you'll forgive me. I just think it's such a great thing, because we are using money that you already have. And I don't, again, if I knew exactly, I know I've got this 32,000 or this whatever number of electricity that Jim just mentioned, but when you add the whole county, all the buildings, all the water, all the HV, and some of these buildings don't have heating and air, and we recognize that. This is buildings that are occupied with people, we're not talking about the tractor sheds. So,
well, it's not that I'm closed-minded to it. I just know that I've had, I was looking through my past emails. It took me a little while to find them up. I've had three other companies come to me last year with a performance contracting proposal. I mean, to be fair, if we were interested in going forward, we'd need to put an RFP out, or an RFQ, I guess, Q.
Q, yes. RFQ.
RFQ on performance contracting, because there's multiple companies that have visited with me. There's, you know, there's TAC, there's Custom Energies, there's
Honeywell, Siemens,
they haven't
EPM,
talked to me,
EPM, there's, and I'll give you 10 reasons why Chevron will be better than.
Well, that's part of the RFQ process, but yeah, what I'm saying is, if we want to go down that road, which is fine, it doesn't matter, we would need to open it up to an RFQ.
Yeah, and that was not.
And that's fine.
And
I want
to address Mike with that. That was my concern about opening this up without, because when we went through the bid process, there was recommendations, and I mean, there was literally that much difference between you and the, mm-hmm. the next one. I mean, I was just voluntarily telling you. You probably already knew that. But
no, actually, I didn't. I didn't get to see any of the information.
Okay.
It was sent straight
to you. So, anyway, when the decision was made, well, we made the decision, other than going and reopening the door, it kind of... because this grant deal, these grants, and I don't know whether this one's any different than the others or not. You guys were here. I was on the phone whenever Linda made the presentation.
Right. I was on the phone too. But that the timeline
was we in Jeff City, all of us, or where was we at? Maybe we was all on the phone.
Bothered this.
Yeah,
I don't remember, Danny.
But anyway, we had a presentation made, and whenever I'm talking, and then. And you looked at me kind of funny whenever I said half. I was talking about half on the labor.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I seen you, and then we got into other discussion.
Yes, sir.
But I was talking about half on the labor.
And you're probably pretty accurate there.
Yeah.
So I thought you were talking about half profit.
No.
Like, we're not making near that much.
No, but I mean, I was just, that's what
sure.
I was.
I'm with you now.
So.
Sorry for the look.
I had people of. And I've had people contact me since then and want to do a energy audit type situation with us. And I have said, well, we're past that point. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not closed-minded on whatever we decide to do. I just... if we do, we'll have to open it up to these other gentlemen.
We'll just have to do an RFQ and just do it to performance contracting. Like I said, I'm not against it. I mean, by concept, I mean, the whole thing is they're paid based off the savings. And so we just have to, you know, that's really the whole process if we wanted to do that.
And there's a couple other points there, too, is that, for example, let's say that your invoices are only $40,000 a month. Only $40,000. That's your bottom side. The rule of thumb at 20% is you have $1.2 million. This is a generalization. If you'll, Chrissy, can we look at the next slide, please? The next one, please. And the example is 40,000 utility invoices per month. You take 40,000. On the low side, 20% times 12 months times 12 and a half years is 1.2 million. Or at 30%, it's 1.8 million. Now this is only at 40. I was figuring 60 on, I believe, the numbers that I sent you, Jim. And the second one's Arkansas, so it doesn't apply to you. But let's say on the low side, you're at 40,000 a month. That's what you're looking at. Somewhere in that range to be able to utilize to improve infrastructure of lighting, not 50,000 but 1.2 million to 1.8. If, for example, let's split the difference. Let's say with the water and sewer and electric and for all the occupied buildings that the county owns, it's 50,000 a month. And I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I'm going to guess it's around $2.5 million. Actually, I've got a calculator right here, and I'll tell you what that is.
I really don't think it'll be that high, because our water bill is only about $1,500. Is that right?
Something like that.
For all the county?
Yeah.
Total bill $50,000 would be online for all sewer water.
About the gas, everything.
But at $50,000, I think you run up to be 1.5. I think.
Okay.
Let me,
well, I guess, gentlemen, I mean, the question we've got to have a discussion on is, do we want to direct Linda to do an RFQ?
Well, I don't even want to answer that question right now. I want to study, I want to think about this for
okay.
a while, because I want to think about what we've talked about in the past. I don't want to indicate to Mike that we're going to take and
I understood that, Danny, coming in, that I was going to get to make a presentation and you guys were going to go make another decision at another point.
Okay.
I'm just here to answer the questions.
Right.
And if you guys decide to do an RFQ, Chevron has said, Chevron is interested in Taney County. I've talked to the man over about a 20-state area. And
well, I think it's only fair to you that you know where we're at straight up front. And
I've been told that every step of the way, and I'm fine.
Yeah. So
the issue for Chevron is they have a vested interest in Taney County because I live in this area, and everything they've done has been around St. Louis and Kansas City or Little Rock or, you know, big cities. They've not ventured this far out. If they can pick up a county down here, they feel like they can pick up a number of counties. And again, they want a long-term relationship with the county. They don't want to come sell you a product. And nobody in the country does more performance contracting than Chevron. Nobody. Not Honeywell, Siemens, none of those guys. So I already told you, I think they do 300. They average over $300 million a year. But as far as the examples and as far as answering questions for Chevron, is there anything I've not covered or made clear? I mean, did I make the FEA and the CEA clear, Jim? Because there's two parts. One costs you nothing.
Right.
The other part costs something that if you do it, it's a line item in your contract. If you don't do it, then there is a bill, and that's standard for a lot of the energy companies.
Mike, I think that if there's questions that come up, the consideration comes up. I think, you know, we've got your phone number. We're all familiar with you. Like you said, you live right here. I think we can, you know, contact you easy enough to visit with you about the questions.
Okay.
Either on an individual basis or in a scheduled meeting, which, you know, may be down the line. But anyway,
I mean, I can tell you from my position, if the Energize grant doesn't happen for us, then I will be pushing hard to do a performance contract ASAP.
Okay, so I'm not sure I followed you 100% on the grant that we're waiting on.
Uh-huh.
If we get that, that is just on lighting, is that right?
It's just lighting.
And so what you were saying,
both here and at the one of the hangars at the airport. Well, and then the schools, all the... There's all
outside.
All these other areas we're helping with, right?
So what you were saying, if we get that, then we're going to use it.
Right.
And then there won't be the savings there because we're going to capture those savings through that.
Correct.
And so that's why you would want to wait to do...
Yeah, I mean...
It was after it's done? Or
just going into it, realizing that whoever... If we decide to go performance contracting, realizing that... If you looked at one of those earlier slides, lighting and I think HVAC or windows, it was earlier slides.
Lighting and water. And
are some big areas that you realize some quick savings.
75%.
Right. And so lighting.
The three top ones.
Yeah, that lighting will skew the results a little bit. He won't
because
see.
They'll be replaced.
Right.
Now, here's a question that I'd have for you on that because I thought one of your opening statements was it's one or all.
No, they say what they want to do is comprehensive.
Right.
That
that's
once you do a performance contract, because it captures what Jim was saying, it captures so much. Once you do that, it's usually about 10 or 15 years before you can do another one at the bare minimum because things have to cycle.
Right.
Back to what Jim was saying, and here's what I keep saying is that let's say you did a performance contract. Let's say you get the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than doing the lighting, do a performance contract, take the $50,000 and reduce your note by $50,000 right off the bat.
Well, if we get the lighting, we have to do it.
And Chevron knows that. Chevron does this all the time. People get the same grant and take that same money and they just apply it to this note and reduce their note. I know for a fact that it is allowable because I ran into the very same thing, and forgive me, I've been too many places, but...
And Mike, how does it interfere with our combination of schools?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I can't agree that until I
don't know about other deals.
See what I'm saying?
See, if it was just for the lights for your for the county, it would be...
I mean, we're helping Mark Twain. Excuse we're helping Hollister School
we're
System.
We're helping lots of entities.
Yeah, so I don't know how that would affect.
That's really don't want to bring
it up. And that gets into a whole other deal, but I've talked with Hollister Schools. No, mm-hmm. I'm doing Hollister Schools. I'm talking with Forsyth. You were talking about Forsyth, weren't you?
No, Hollister.
No. How's it working in with Hollister schools?
Well, you can pull. We can show you the grant, what they applied for.
Who qualified and who didn't?
We just met with Hollister Schools and made them a proposal. They're moving forward.
Well, we're changing out all the HVAC control systems, I believe. That's part of the grant. They already applied for whenever we submitted the application back in June.
What I think they're doing is what I just told you. I think if they hire Chevron, they're going to use that money to reduce their note.
That very well could be.
Because I was just with him last Thursday.
January. I'm looking at these dates. I want to say that I had the 7th down and we had a meeting, but I'd have to pull up the grant information upstairs. And
that's fine.
The application part.
You know, some of these we can help, but I don't know what all you're doing, and I it's really none of my business. I'm just trying to present this in a way that makes it understandable and answer your questions. And yes, Danny, I only live 10 miles from here, so if you have something, I can sure run over here and answer.
Well, just like the last questions, rooted to this conversation.
Sure.
You know, how does it affect all the others, and it may not be a possibility. But anyway, we'll, and as we discussed earlier, we look at all this information, a very good presentation. Then we make a... We look at, see where we're at on our grant proposal, whether we get it or whether we don't. I mean, that's going to make a lot of difference. And from that point on, we'll see where we're at.
Sure.
Okay. So you'll keep your ear open. We'll let you know when we know about the grant thing.
Absolutely. Whatever you guys decide.
And one thing I just wanted to point out, I think you mentioned that you didn't get the results of the bid opening. Anytime, if you want to know what the results of the bid, you just do a PSR request, public service request, through the clerk, and then all that is public information. They can supply it all to you.
Yeah. Actually, the Chevron guy just did that as a courtesy to me because I said I knew you guys, and it was, you know, it was a 13th hour deal, and so that's probably more why I didn't get a copy of it than anything else. But I'm okay with that. You know,
copy of what you submitted or copy of what we did?
The bid.
That's what you do. PSR.
Chevron.
Oh, Chevron's bid. Oh,
Chevron's
that's interesting. Okay.
I didn't get a copy of Chevron's
bid,
which is really unusual.
Okay.
They're usually real good to include me in the process, especially since I've got like 50 clients out there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How about a 2-minute recess?
2-minute recess.
What,
we always say two. It sounds better.
What are we pulling back here for?
We need to pull Frank in here to about